Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of Sub is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, God is not an ordinary God. He's not an ordinary Savior. He's not an ordinary King. Do you worship Him today? Do you find pleasure in serving the Lord? Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul. Listen and grow in every area of your life. I am your host, evangelist, attorney Rossi Williams, and today we are in the books of 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10, and Proverbs 6, verses 6 through 8. Again, that is 2 Thessalonians, we're in the New Testament, chapter 3, verse 10, and Proverbs chapter 6, verses 6 through 8. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me quickly remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire Devotion and how to connect with me on social media. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live, call in or tune in by calling 323-870-4180 online from my ministry website, rossi.org, rawsi.org, or online on blogtalkradio.com. But if you cannot tune in live, still ensure that you don't miss your teaching nor your opportunity to grow by following the show. That way, the recording will be texted to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, and you can listen to it at any time throughout the day as many times as you want. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message DF. That's D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text, which includes today's teaching. Finally, if you are unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. Remember, this week is our giving week. We ask everyone to donate $20 to the ministry. You can do that on the website, rossi.org, or Cash App, $RossiWilliams, R-A-W-S-I Williams, because we do a lot of outreach, and so your donations not only help spread the gospel, but help meet the needs of everyday people. Daily Fire Devotion, listen and grow. You can contact me on social media at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. All right, let's get into this word. I'm in the book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 3, verse 10, reading from the KJV. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 6 through 8, also from the KJV. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. Praise the Lord for the reading of His Word. Our topic for today's Daily Fire Devotion is Lesson 3 of 5 Lessons from My Father. And Lesson 3 is Hard Work is necessary. Hard work is necessary. Now, as you know, today is Wednesday, and over the past 2 days, I've been teaching you 5 lessons from my father who passed away on July 21st, 2020 of this year. And I eulogized his sermon, and I taught 5 lessons from my father. So many people wanted that sermon, which we thought we had recorded, but we didn't. So I'm teaching it here today. And I taught you lesson one. Every action does not deserve a reaction. Then yesterday I taught you lesson two, to love unconditionally. If you missed those teachings, you can hear them on the broadcast page of my ministry website, rossi.org. So here we are today with lesson three. What is lesson three? Say it aloud wherever you are. Hard work is necessary. My dad was an extremely hard worker. As I've taught you, he came into my life when I was about 8 or 9. He was my stepdad, but for all purposes, he was my dad. My mother had 4 children before he came into our lives, and then he and my mom had my youngest sibling together. And he treated us like we were his own kids. And one thing about him is that he worked. He was with my mom even when I graduated from high school, so he was still there. And I can remember him getting up at like 2, 3, or 4 o'clock in the morning, every morning without fail, Monday through Friday, because we were from a small town. He worked in a lumber yard in the next town over, which was the county seat of our county. And my dad didn't drive. So what would happen is he would get up around 3 or 4 in the morning, every morning. I can still see this in my mind. I can visualize it as I explain it to you. And he would put on his jeans and put on those hard toe boots that you had to have out in construction sites and lumber mills. And he would have his shirt and he would put on his hard hat. He had a green hard hat. And then he would have his lunch and all of his things. He would put them in a brown paper bag like you would get from a grocery store. Not the plastic bag, but the brown paper bag. Do you remember those? And then he would put that underneath his right arm. And he would walk down, glory, to the end of the road, and there were some other men who worked on the lumber mill. And what he would do is he would stand there, and they would come by and pick him up, and he would jump on the back of the truck and ride the 15 miles to the lumber mill. Hard work is necessary. Then at the end of the day, because his work days ended at different times, he would catch a ride back on the back of a truck. Did you hear that? It wasn't always the same people's trucks because his work days ended at different times. He would go out to the end of the road at the lumber mill. And sometimes, you know, different people would pick him up. And sometimes it would be people we know. Sometimes it wasn't. And for those of you who live in big cities, you may say, well, that was dangerous. But in our small town, in our small county, I mean, I'm 49. We never had one murder in my city my whole lifetime growing up. And the first murder we had was a few years ago when I was 40-something years old. You could literally in my town go shopping, do whatever you wanted, and leave your doors unlocked. And no one was going to come in and rob you. But hard work was necessary. He had my mother. He had 4 children, plus then my sister, 5 children to support. So he wasn't looking for someone else to take care of us. And we had every year a great Christmas, every year a great Thanksgiving, every year great birthdays. I mean, we got very nice things, 4-wheelers and presents and cars. The tree was stuffed with gifts. Hard work is necessary. Glory. What I read to you in 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 10, the Bible says, if you won't work, you should not eat. Now, they're not talking about people who are disabled or people through some type of catastrophe such as an illness or a car accident or a pandemic like we're experiencing today who have been out there working and have lost their jobs. No, they're talking about the people who don't want to work. Able-bodied men and women who want the government to take care of them and then pass that generational curse mentality down to their children, who passes it down to their children on to the next and subsequent generations of depend on somebody else to take care of you. That entitlement mentality. You get mad when people won't take their hard-earned money to give it to you to pay your bills. They have worked because hard work is necessary. Here you won't work, or if you work, you won't save. You won't go work overtime to be able to meet your expenses. You're living outside of your means. You're living outside of your budget. Then you get mad because someone doesn't want to dip into their savings to help you get a better house or a nicer car. No, get out there and work for what you want. Glory. Five lessons from my father. Lesson three, hard work is necessary. Now understand, I can teach this to you not from a place of judgment, but from a place of empowering you to grow, because I used to be one of those who always lived outside of my means. Now I was always a hard worker. Before I became an attorney, due to my brother's incarceration, I was a registered nurse and still am one today. So I never had issues with money coming in. But oh, I always liked the nicest shoes, the nicest cars. You know, I had a BMW, I had a Mercedes, I had to live in the nicest neighborhood. The nicest purses, the nicest shoes. And I was decked all up in what they call paper rich but cash poor. Not poor, poor. I didn't have any savings. My mentality was, I'm a nurse, I'll never be without a job. And then I rose to the highest levels of management very quickly, so I wasn't worrying about not having any money. So I'm going to live it up. But what happens when things change? In the book of Proverbs 6, verses 6 through 8 that I read to you, the Bible told us we're supposed to be wise like the ant, preparing in the time of plenty for the time of lack. When my brother was incarcerated, and then I decided to go to law school the day the jury returned with the guilty verdict of his trial. Wait a minute, I could no longer work the way I was working or the way I had been working. And even though I was living well, I wasn't living the way I previously was living. Then when I opened my law office, oh my God, that was a whole new ball game. I didn't open up making six figures like I'd been making as a nurse in management and consulting in my own business. Now I had to struggle. Hard work is necessary. But I put in the work, and I'm saying that to you before we get ready to go into prayer. Just as my father did, whatever you want, work for it. Set yourself down like I had to do myself. And reprimand yourself like I had to reprimand myself. Talk to yourself about your goals and your visions and dreams like I had to remind myself. Isn't this a good word? Chastise yourself about all of the things and time that you wasted like I had to chastise myself. Then forgive yourself for what you messed up like I had to forgive myself, and then commit to yourself that never again will you live so recklessly financially that you will be in a situation having to depend on others, having to ask others, having to depend on the government, hard work is necessary. Then write down your goals, put your vision in place and work toward it. In a few weeks, I will be 50 years old. I will be retired by the time I'm 55. Did you hear me? Fully retired, living my best life. I had to make some adjustments. I had to pay my dues, but in doing so, God has blessed me. I'm a faithful tither. Do you tithe? I'm a faithful giver. Do you give? And God has been true to his word in opening the windows of heaven and pouring me out such blessing that I don't have room to receive it. I'm living in that place of more than enough, not visiting that place, not vacationing there, but I'm living in the place of more than enough, and so can you if you will change your mindset. Lesson 3. Hard work is necessary. Let's go into prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Come on and invite him into your atmosphere today. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, just begin to worship him and praise him. Hallelujah. Just begin to tell him hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, you're worthy. Just begin to let him come in and permeate the atmosphere of wherever you are right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give your name praise. Father, we thank you for this powerful word. Lesson 3 of 5 lessons from my Father. Lesson 3, that hard work is necessary. Lord, you have taught us that if we want to eat, if we want to have nice things, if we want to live in the place of more than enough and of abundance, we are going to have to put in the work. This may mean changing careers, getting a new license, a new accreditation, going to school, getting a new degree, moving to a new neighborhood, working overtime, working a second job, whatever it takes legally, morally and righteously, righteous and rightfully, glory, budgeting, letting go of a few extras to get our debts paid off so that then we can start over, God, and be like the ant preparing for the winter, having at least 6 months' salary, liquid salary in the bank, so that in the matter of a layoff, in the times of catastrophe like this, we can still pay our bills, looking at our accounts to make sure we have the highest interest bank accounts, putting demands on our money, looking at credit unions, which usually pay higher interest, making sure our checking accounts pay interest, our savings pay the highest interest, looking for CDs with the highest interest, and then for the debt we're in, making sure, God, with credit cards that we're not utilizing more than half, because that will help our credit scores to increase. Paying off debt, that we are tithing 10% of our income, that we are giving offering, God, offering is free will to the amount we give as each of us purpose in our own heart, glory, that we are on a budget and that we stick to that budget in the name of Jesus. Father, hard work is necessary, and we're not going to be those stuck on government assistance, raising our kids to be stuck on government assistance, raising their kids to be stuck on government assistance. We're going to sit ourselves down and we're going to make plans today. We're going to get everything in order today. We're going to live in place, Lord, more than enough. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone listening. Bless them in the city and bless them in the field. Bless them when they rise. Bless them throughout the day. Cover them with the blood of Jesus and place angels all around them. Send down your latter rain. Send down your victory. Send down your blessings, your peace, your joy. Come in and protect them from the devourer. Father, do what only you can do in ways that only you can do it. Answer their prayers and open doors. Answer their prayers and open doors. Answer their prayers, God, and open doors. In Jesus' name we receive it. Everyone say, thank you, Jesus. Tell them again, thank you, Lord. Amen. Let me do the altar call. Keep on praising the Lord. Your financial release is here today. Keep on praising God. Let me do the altar call and then we'll end with your task for today. For those of you who aren't saved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who have been living recklessly financially, for those of you who don't have at least 6 months of expenses in the bank that you can access at any given time, for those of you who have no budget, and if you have it, you don't adhere to it, repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I repent of my lack of good stewardship over my finances. I repent of not being as wise as the ant in preparing for rainy days. Now, Lord, I ask forgiveness. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. I ask you to give me divine wisdom on how to manage my finances. Give me a motivated spirit to do the work that is necessary to get things on track the way they should be. Help me to be a faithful tither. Help me to be a faithful giver. Help me to be faithful in budgeting. Help me to be faithful in saving. Help me to take care of my own household first before I take care of others, unless you tell me to do differently. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I am wise regarding money and that I will live in the place of more than enough. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the family of Christ. Listen, make sure you're a good Bible-believing church. You're spending time with the Lord. You're here tuned in live for your devotion at 7 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, or you're following so you will receive the recording. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222, or follow online at blogtalkradio.com, Daily Fire. And do not forget to sow your seed. This is our giving week of $20 to the ministry today. Sow or donate on rossi.org. There's a donate button, or Cash App to $Rossi Williams. All right, listen and grow. Your topic for today was lesson 3 of 5 lessons from my father. Hard work is necessary. Your task for today is to sit down and get your finances to the place where you will live in the place of more than enough. And if you're already there, help someone else to get there. All right? Hard work is necessary. Nobody owes you nothing. You owe it to yourself to not be broke anymore. Listen and grow. Daily Fire. Make your giving donation today. I'll see you in the morning. Grow! Grow!
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.